That is very hard to say. I have no definite answer to that at all. I mean, even in like the whole notion of the five texts of Maitreya is clearly Tibetan. In identifying the five, they do. Of course, obviously the Chinese also have five Maitreya texts, but some of them are different. But it seems that in India, at least at some point, a lot of people agreed that these five texts that the Tibetans identified were by Maitreya, but they didn't call them the five texts by Maitreya. But I would say I don't think there's any indication in Indian texts that I know of, at least, that the Ratnagotra-Vibhaga-Vyakhya was by Asanga. There's rather evidence to the contrary. Because when they quote, they always refer to the text either as Ratnagotra Vibhaga. Vyakhya is not, that's a retro translation, it's not found anywhere as a Sanskrit term. Or they call it Uttaratantra. But even when they call it Uttaratantra, they sometimes quote the prose part, which are what is considered the commentary. So there's evidence that the text was considered as one, and there hasn't been any Sanskrit manuscript of just the verse portion that has been identified. It's just the whole thing, including the commentary. So there's more evidence actually in Indian texts that it was one text altogether, than evidence for it being a root text and a commentary. And also in the Chinese tradition, it is somewhat questionable that this was the case. When it came about in Tibet or who, I don't know. And you know, it's one of those many things where maybe somebody could do some research on that. But I think also another strong point is what I mentioned before, like contra Asanga's authorship is if you look at his other texts. And the texts of other early Yogacara masters, they're all completely clear that it's Buddha nature is nothing but dāgme, like nairātmya. That's it. Which is, of course, a completely different ballgame than what you find in the Vyakhya, right? So, and also Asanga's other texts, I mean, they never mentioned Buddha nature. Like, basically, you know, whether it's his Mahayana Samgraha or any. That's the only text attributed to him that even talks about Buddha nature. Like he never mentions it anywhere else. So you makes you wonder, at least, right? So, but of course, Tibetan tradition attributes it to Asanga. But you know, many things are attributed to all kinds of people in both India and Tibet, which from a, let's say, more critical academic Western point of view are not tenable. So, in the end, I think it's sometimes hard to decide really who wrote something because it's a common Indian tradition to attribute texts to famous authors to lend them more weight and stuff like that. Like, you know, all these things like today, you know, the Buddha said, which, like the fake Buddha quotes, you know, it sounds better if somebody famous said it. So I don't know, but from what I know, there seems to be more evidence that suggests that the text was a unit. Whoever composed it, that's also not clear at all, rather than a root text and then a later commentary.